Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Peches. We left off on Daf Pei Zayin. On the days we were in the middle of a Mishnah, somewhat unconventionally. We were up to Rabbi Yossi Omer, right in the middle of the first Mishnah of the 10th Perek. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children. We thank him for the continued sponsorship. And by Lyle and Milton Mitzner, in commemoration of Ezra Shapiro Zichrono Levracha's 78th Yahrzeit, which takes place on the second day of Shavuos. Second Lieutenant Ezra Shapiro, Ezra Ben Yisrael, was killed over the skies of Germany while fighting the Nazis. His neshama should have an aliyah. Wow. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're going to pick up in the middle of the Mishnah today, where the Mishnah was discussing what happens if a woman's husband went away and he didn't come back, and the one aide comes and says, your husband is dead. And then she gets remarried, and after she gets remarried, the first husband comes home. So now, what does she do? So the Tanakama had said, we throw the book at her. She gets all the chumras of everything. If she can't stay married to anybody, and of Lan Mizah, Mizah, Mamzer, and she doesn't get a ksuba from anybody. So first we're going to learn different shitos in the Mishnah as to what the halacha might be. Then we're going to discuss, and what if it wasn't an eid echad that told her husband that was dead, her husband was dead, but it was two eidim that told her that her husband is dead, where she didn't even need rishus from Bezin to get married, to get remarried. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the concept of ne'emanus of eid echad, because the clear impression you get from the Mishnah is that if the husband doesn't come home, then she's fine. She's allowed to get remarried al pi eid echad, that she has rishus from Bezin to get married al pi eid echad. So is that true? Do we have other rayas that an eid echad is Neman, and what's the source for the idea that an eid echad is going to be Neman in such a case? So the Gemara is going to have three different sources for the idea that an eid echad is Neman on such cases. Then the Gemara is going to talk about when do we assume, in which cases do we assume that she's going to have to be teitzei mi bala sheni, and which cases do we not assume that she's teitzei mi bala sheni, meaning you would imagine that if the first husband comes home, of course she has to get divorced from the second husband. The question is whether she can go back to the first husband. But the Gemara is going to say, no, how do I know that this guy claiming to be the first husband is really the first husband? What level of proof do you need that in fact is true? Who has to recognize him? How many people have to recognize him? What if she says, I know that it's not him? So the Gemara is going to discuss all of those possibilities. So let's pick up again right in the middle of the Mishnah, about seven lines into the Mishnah on Pei Zayin and Beis, Rabbi Yossi Omer. So again, the Tanakama had said, an eid echad comes and says your husband died, she gets remarried, and then the husband comes home. So absolutely all the chumras, she's not allowed to be married to either one of them, loses the ksuba, everything. So Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Tanakama, who says that she gets a ksuba from neither husband, and Rabbi Yossi Omer, ksuba sonichse bala rishon, that she still gets a ksuba from the first husband. Rabbi Lazar disagrees with the Tanakama, who said that neither husband is zoche b'mitziyasa b'maisiyadea b'afaras nedarea, meaning neither husband has the rules of a husband. And Rabbi Lazar omer harishon zakai b'mitziyasa b'maisiyadea b'afaras nedarea, that the first husband is still going to be zoche in whatever she finds, whatever mitziyah she finds, whatever maisiyadaim she produces, and has the capacity to be made for her nedarim, because the chamna aren't going to make a knas on the first husband. He didn't do anything wrong. Just because someone claimed that he was dead, it's not his fault that somebody claimed he was dead. So they're not going to make a knas on him. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tanakama, where the Tanakama said that if either of the husbands die, then the brothers of either husband do not do yibum on her. Rabbi Shimon says, no, the brother of the first husband could do yibum on her. Be asa o chalitza, so me achiv shel rishon poteres sarasa, if she has either yibum or chalitza with the first, the brother of the first husband when he dies, then that paters any other wives that the first husband may have had, and ain't a vlad mimenu mamzer. And Rabbi Shimon holds also, unlike the Tanakama, meaning the Tanakama had said that if the first husband has via with her, the Vlad is going to be a mamzer now, midrabanan, not midaraisa. Midaraisa, she was married to the first husband the whole time, but midrabanan, the Vlad would be a mamzer. So Rabbi Shimon Shimon disagrees with that as well. And he says, no, the vlad will not be a mamzer. This is her husband. It's the guy that she was married to first, and therefore the only guy she was married to. The kiddushin is obviously not tofsin with the second husband if the first husband was alive the whole time. So all of that is if she got remarried based on an eid echad claiming her husband died and based in saying, that's good enough for us, you can get remarried. But v'imnisei shelo b'rishus, if she got married without rishus bezdin, which makes it sound like worse, but it's not. Shelo b'rishus bezdin means where she didn't even need rishus bezdin because he had shnei edim. So if you have shnei edim, you don't need special permission from bezdin. We always believe shnei edim. Then mutaris lachsolo. Then she's mamish and anus. Rashi points out then it's really not her fault that she got remarried. She had the highest form of evidence that we have in Jewish law, other than just yediyah, other than just you knowing something, and that is shnei edim verifying that something is true. So she's an onus gamur, and therefore she can go back to the first husband. So the Mishnah brings another difference between nisei salpi eid echad and nisei salpi shnei edim. So one difference is, can she go back to the first husband? Nisei salpi beisdin, if she gets married based on an eid echad with the reshus of beisdin, teitzei, she cannot stay married to either one of the husbands. Upturim in a carbon, she does not have to bring a carbon chatas like a yachid who does baras beisdin, where you're putter from carbon. I mean, if a yachid was behaving based on the permission of beisdin, even though it turned out to be something for which you should be chayev chatas, you're putter from a carbon. But lo nisei salpi beisdin. But if she got remarried based on shnei edim and not based upon beisdin say so teitzei, she cannot stay married to the second husband. But for chayev b'karban, she's going to be chayev karban chatas, because she's not considered an ones, she's considered a shogeg, Rashi says, and you have a koch bezdin, and you see from there that the bezdin's koch is greater than two edim even, shapotrim in a karban, because when she acts based on bezdin, she's put from a karban. The achronim asked the obvious kasha, so stira mineu bey in Rashi. Rashi just said that when she got married up to shnei edim, she's an ones, and now Rashi's saying that she's not an ones, she's a shogeges, so you have to say it's something in between an onus and a shogig, and legabe the dinim of a karban, she's considered like a shogig, but legabe the dinim of whether she's allowed to be with the first husband, she's considered an ones. So harua basically nasev halcha v'kilkula. If Bezdin told her she can get remarried, and then she went and she got remarried, but in a forbidden marriage, she was an almana, and she goes and marries a kohen gadol. Bezdin says, don't worry, we trust that your husband is dead, and she goes and she marries the kohen gadol. So then chayevus b'karban. Then even though it was al pi aras Bezdin, she's chayev karban chata shloya tirua elinase. The Bezdin only allowed her to get remarried kedin. They never allowed her to get remarried to violate all the yisurim in the Torah. Just because they tell her she can get remarried doesn't mean she can have a cheeseburger for lunch that day. So she's certainly not allowed to go and marry a kohen gadol. So then she's going to be chayev karban. So now the Gemara makes the following diach. From the fact that the sefer says that if she gets remarried without rishus Bezdin, but rather with the say so of two edim, that then she's allowed to go back to the first husband. Shelo b'rishus beisdin el be'edim. Shelo b'rishus means without rishus beisdin, but with two edim. So mechal de reisha, it sounds like when the reisha said that uba'u v'amrula, the first case of the Mishnah, where they came and they told her that your husband died, means b'rishus beisdin ube'ed echad. That beisdin gave her permission, and had beisdin have the right to give her permission to get remarried, because there was an eid echad that her husband was dead. So alma eid echad neman. So you see from our Mishnah that an eid echad is neman, that a woman is allowed to get remarried based on the testimony of only one eid. And that's not the only raya that's true. There are two more rayas that's true, that an eid echad would be neman. Utnan nami, we also have a Mishnah about a woman getting remarried al pi eid echad. We allow an Ashes ish that there's only hearsay testimony that her husband was that her husband is dead. It's an aid mi pi aid. The guy who's coming to Bezdin telling us that her husband is dead did not see a body. He only spoke to someone who saw a body, and it's therefore aid mi pi aid. The isha, not only that, even if the aid is an isha who's typically pasul aidos mi pi isha, word from another isha, the isha mi pi even mi pi shim. Or even it's an isha who heard from an eved or a shivcha, she's allowed to get remarried. So apparently, for edus isha, to allow a woman to get remarried, we allow an eid echad, we allow ein mipi eid, alma eid echad v'amon. So you see, it's the second biggest chiddush of this Mishnah that we're quoting now. The bigger chiddush is that we believe ein mipi eid, but we believe eid echad. You see very clearly that we believe eid echad.
to allow her to get remarried. The Ritva raises the kasha on Kufchav Bezumral. The Ritva asks, an evidence, Shivcha and Isha are Pasul Eidus. So why is it that we believe them over here? It's not even an Eid Echad. They're Pasul Eidus. So he says that since their psul is not Machmas Aveira, the Chachamim were Machshir Mishum Iguna, in order that the woman shouldn't be in Aguna, the Chachamim were Machshir. And he says, therefore, someone who's a Gazlon Minatora, or anyone who's Pasul Machmas Aveira, is Pasul for Eidus Isha as well. Is going to be Pasul even as an Eid Echad for Eidus Isha. Gazlon Midra Rabbanan, that's questionable, right? That's not as clear. Right? Let's say someone's Mesachik Bekuvia, so it's Machlokas, whether someone who gambles is Gazlan Midrabbanan, or it's just that Eino Osik B'Yeshuva Shalolam. So even if it's a Gazlan, it's only Gazlan Midrabbanan, right? It is Machmas Aveira, but it's not the same as an Aveira that's a Gazlan Minatora. But the Ritva says that, so the Ritva writes, a Gazlan Midrabbanan is Kosher Le'edus Isha. They're so Mekel Mishum Iguna that not only we Mekel on someone who's not an Avarian at all, but even a Gazal Midrabanan, we're going to be Mekil. So that's the second raya that you see. You have Ne'amanus Ve'edachar Utna Nami, and we have another raya from a Mishnah Maseches Krisos that talks about the Chiyuv Karmel Chatas on Alpi the Eidus of a single Eid or two Eidim that say that what you just ate was Chelev, and therefore you have to bring Karmel Chatas. Eidach Romer Chalta Chelev. One Eid says you ate Chelev, Vuomer Lo Chalti, and you deny it, Potter, you don't have to bring a Karban. Taimer Domer Lo Chalti sounds like the only reason you have to bring a Karban is because you deny denied it. Ha'ishtik, but if you would have silently just listened as one eight says that you ate chalev, mehemen, then he is believing and you have to bring karmel chatas. So you see that an eid echad is neman to be mechayev, you karmel chatas. So from these three places, our Mishnah, the Mishnah about eid mipi eid, and the Mishnah about bringing chatas for chalev, you see an eid echad is neman. So now the Gemara says, okay, now that we've verified that it's true, what's the source for it? Where do we know that that's true? Where did the Chazal get it from? Now that I know that Chazal hold this way, that you're allowed to believe in Ein Echad, where did Chazal learn this from, that you're allowed to believe in Ein Echad? So the Gemara is going to have three possibilities. So possibility number one, Ditanya. It says by the Chiyuv of Karmel Chatas, O Hodai Lav Chatas, O. So the Brisa darshins the word a love, that it's only if it's known to him on his own knowledge that he's chayv. V'lo sheyudiuhu acherim. It can't be that other people are telling him that he did this avera. So yachal av b'sheinu machisho yei pater. You might think if other people tell him he did the avera and he doesn't deny it, he's still going to be pater tamalomar oh they love mikol makom. That's why it says hoda. It doesn't say yoda. That even if it's made known to him by others, he still could be chayv a korban chatos. So echidah. What exactly is the case that the Brisa needs to be mechadish that even if his yediyah comes al yedei an aid that he's going to be chayv a carbon? If two aidim come and say, yeah, what you just ate is chaylev, and he doesn't deny it, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that he's going to be chayv a chatos. Of course he's going to be chayv. El lav chad. It must be that the case of an aid echad came, the kilo machish le mehemen. And if he doesn't deny it, he's going to be believed. The aid echad is going to be believed. So shmamina, aid echad. So you see from that pasuk about Korban Chatos that an Eid Echad is believed, that there are certain circumstances where someone from the outside is going to tell you that what you ate is Chelev and you're going to be Chayev Chatos on their say-so. How do I know that that's because an Eid Echad is Mehemen? No, maybe the reason that he has to bring Korban Chatos is not because that Eid is believed, it's because he didn't say anything, he didn't deny it. And Shtika is Koda, so it's based on his own Hoda. Teidan, I'll bring you a right that it's based on Shtika Koda. The Sefer goes on to say, Amu Shaima Chalta Chelev, two people tell him he ate Chelev, who Amu Lo Chalti, and he denies it. Potter, he's not going to be Chayev Echatas. Meir Mechayev, but Meir says he is going to be Chayev if two people say it, that he ate Chelev and he denies it. So Amu Rameir, Meir says, I have a very simple logic why he'd be Chayev. Kalvachomer, Imivu Shnaim Ledevisa Chamura, let's say two people would come and say, you were Mechal Shabbos, or you murdered somebody. And he says, no, I didn't. It doesn't matter that he says, no, I didn't. We're going to be Chayev Misa based on Shnei. So lo yaviu lidei korban nakal. If two people come and say you ate chaylev and you say no, I didn't, you're not going to be chayev a carbon. Of course, you can be chayev a carbon. So amalo the chavis said back to Rameir, ma'im yitzalom ermezid yisi. No, because over here he has a way out. He could have said that you're right, I ate, but I was mezid. So migo that he could have said mezid yisi and would not be chayev a carbon chatos. So we believe him to say that he's not chayev a carbon chatos, that he didn't eat it. So the gemara is medayik from the fact that you have machlokes from Rameir and the chacham in the safe. seifa when there are shnei edim. So it sounds like in the reisha, when there's one eid that tells them that he ate chaylev, they don't disagree. Even the chamra moda to the diuk that we made, that a person is chayev karban, dafka, if he denies what the eid is saying. But if one eid says you ate chaylev and he's shosek, he's going to be chayev karban. So reisha, my time become chayev rabbanon. Why are the rabbanon mechayev him in the reisha if he's shosek? Elaim shum dehem, and if you're going to say it's because the eid echel is believed about isurin, and it's like any other din edos, but trebi alma, the alpha gav de kamach shuluhu inu mehemni, that, but when you have two edim in stam edos, where the halacha is that even if you deny whatever the edim are saying, we believe the edim, and yet, in our case, for kapatri rabbanon, the rabbanon are going to say, you don't have to bring karban chatos, because you could have said mezer eisi, so when it's eid echad, the nemanus of eid echad shouldn't be mechayiv yu karban, meaning, according to the rabbanon, even the nemanus of shnei edim is not mechayiv yu karban over here. Of course, the nemanus of eid echad should not be mechayiv yu karban, elulav, so why do the rabbanon say you're chayiv a karban, if one eid says you ate chaylev and you just don't say anything? It must be because you were quiet, and shtika is koda. And therefore, the first attempt at explaining from where we learn that an eid echad is neman is rejected, because it's not a raya that an eid echad is neman, it's a raya that shtika koda adamya. But how do I know that there's a din that eid echad is neman? So, Ella, the Gemara says a second possibility. Svari, midadava, chaticha, samshel chel, samshel shuman, vas eid echad, vam bari, lid shuman, lid mammon. It's a svara, just like if you don't know food is kosher, so you ask a from-looking person, hey, is this food kosher? And he says, yeah, the food is kosher. So then you're allowed to eat it. So that's a basic svara, that you're allowed to eat it. Rashi explains, because if you're going to say that you can't believe in eid echad, that food is kosher, then no one would ever be allowed to eat at anybody else's house. No one would ever be allowed to feed anybody else. Because you can say, I can't eat it, because I don't know, how do I know that it's really kosher? What do you mean? You have a from person, you're a shemayim, telling you that it's kosher. That's good enough. Tosfos Yeshanim says, what's Rashi's raya? Meaning, Rashi's saying the raya is that you're allowed to eat at other people's houses. Who says you're allowed to eat at other people's houses? Maybe, meaning, how do I know that that's true? So that's what Tosfos and the Tosfos Yeshanim explain, that we learn it from Nida, because in Ksubas Tavayin Beis, the Gemara darshan from the Pasuk, V'safra La, that a woman has to do with Sfira of Shivanakiyim, the Gemara darshan is V'safra La Li'atzma. Who's there to make sure that she's not bleeding when she does her bedikos and is checking her bedika each and every day to make sure that there's no blood in it? Nobody, just her. And we trust her. And apparently the husband's allowed to be boiler based on that, based on Safra Lo Liatzma. So that's really the source that Eid Echad is Neman. Rashi in Chulin on Daf Yud says that the reason that Eid Echad is Neman is he says, the kol yachad v'yachad aminasu Torah v'zavachta mivukorcha mitzoncha v'shachat espen abakar, and the Kohanim are going to eat. Meaning you're going to bring a karban based on the fact that you did an Avera b'shogeg. Now, who knows that you did the Avera b'shogeg? Even if you just know yourself that you did the Avera b'shogeg, you're going to bring a karban chatos, and we're going to allow the Kohanim to eat it. We're not going to assume it's Chulin Ba'azara and that the Kohanim are eating. So apparently, you see, from there, says Rashi, that an Eid Echad is believed. Rashi, Maseches Gittin on Daf Beis, says, because the Torah is Mamin, Kalechim Yisrael, Anafrashas Shuma, and Shchita, and Nikor Agid, and Chelev. So again, the same idea, that we find all over the place that we trust one person about ritual matters. So this is the concept of Eid Echad, Neman, B'Yisurin. So that's why the Eid Echad is believed in our case as well. It says, well, wait, no, Midami, Hasam, Lois in the case of where we believe about the kosher food, we had no reason to believe it was not kosher. There was no cheskas isra on the food. Over here, we know that this woman was an eshesish. And not only that, and also when it comes to a davar shabareva, an eid echad is not believed. You need to, we learn the Gemara Maseches Sota derives dine edus davar shabareva mi dine edus b'mamon. By mamon it says, al pi shnayim edim yakum davar, and by davar shabareva it says, kimatzuba Erva's davar, so we learn davar mi mamon, that you need shnei edim when it comes to a davar shabe erva. So for these two reasons, you cannot derive from the fact that neid echad is nem b'yisurin that neid echad is also going to be neman to allow a woman to remarry. First, by yisurin, there's always chazik yisura. Over here, there is this chazik yisura, and second, this is davar shabe erva. In davar shabe erva, pachs mishnayim. So the Gemara is giving two reasons, two distinctions. Question is, what if you have only one of those distinctions, not the other? Is either one alone a good enough distinction to tell tell you not to believe in Eid Echad. So the Ramban and the Rashba write that each one, Bifnei Atzma, each reason on its own, is enough. That whether it be a Dover Shabarava alone, Eid Echad is made, that his wife was Mizana, where he's not being matir her against the Chazak, or an Eid Echad on Kiddushin, an Eid Echad is not believed, or whether it's his Chazak Yisura alone, without a Dover Shabarava, an Eid Echad is not going to be believed. Whereas Tosos and Gittin on Daf Beis Amud Beis says that the Gemara needs both reasons, because that an Eid Echad is not believed when he's made to be Mvatal Cheskas Isser, that's also Dover Shabarava. But to be Mvatal Cheskas Isser alone, that's not a Dover Shabarava, or for a Dover Shabarava alone, that's not a Cheskas Isser, then the Eid Echad would be believed. You have to work through all the cases in Shas and see how that works out and if that's actually true, but that is the Machlokes Rishonim. So says the Gemara, Halo Damya, you want to compare the heter of an isha to get married to another case in halacha, and that, you know what that's compared to? Halo Damya L'chaticha Devada Chelev. What if you had a chaticha that you knew was chelev? You knew it wasn't kosher. Vase Eidechad Varm Barili to Shuman Ava, and one aid comes and says, it's Shuman, the Lo Ma'amin. Of course, it's not going to be believed in that case. So an Eidechad is not believed when you know for sure that when it says Chazek Isura, when you know that something is Aser. Says in our Mi Dami, you can compare a Cheskas Isra of a chatichas chelev to a Cheskas Isra of Eishas Ish, Hasam, buy something that's chelev, afilu asu be'meya, even if 100 Eidim were to come to tell me that it's Shuman Lo Ma'amin, it would not be believed, because you never had a suffix about the piece. You know that it's chelev. So I don't care how many people are telling me that it's kosher, if I know that it's treif, it's treif. But by the Eishas Ish, even though there's a Cheskas Isser, given the Chiyasu Beitrei, if two Eidim were to come and tell me that the guy is dead, Mehemni, they'd be believed. So Chanami Lemne, so that's not really the same as a case where you know that a piece of Chelev is Chelev and an Eid tells you that it's Shuman. No, because if you know a piece of Chelev is Chelev, 100 Eidim can't tell you otherwise. Whereas by a guy being dead, 100 Eidim can tell you otherwise. So maybe one Eid can tell you otherwise as well. Mida Dahava, just like a tevel, the hektish for konamos, just like tevel that someone has made that you mafresh from a semaisus hektish that they're saying that was nifta, or konamos that's something that you took upon yourself as a neder. So in all those cases, an eid echad is neman to say that it was hutar, even though it's his chazik isura in those cases. So maybe we should believe an eid echad to be matir and isha, even though it's his chazik isura by the isha. Who told you that his chazik isura alone is enough reason to say that we're not going to believe in Eid Echad? So says Gemara, not a good raya from Tevel and Hegdish and Konamos. Hi Tevel, by Tevel, where you say that an Eid Echad is believed to say that Chumas and Maestros have been Hufrash, hey Chidami, what exactly is the case? Edi Day, if it's the person's own Tevel, the aid's own Tevel, Mishum to be able to Sakna. The reason he's believed is because he has the ability to make that happen. He could be Masakin his Tevel, he could be Mafresh Chumas and Maestros from it. Ela Da'achir. So the case where you're believing in Eid Echad about the Tevel must be that it's somebody else's Tevel. So my kasavar, what exactly do you hold about somebody else's tevel? If you're going to say that you're allowed to be mafresh trumas and maisos for somebody else's tevel without the person's permission, because it's like a zachal nadam shalom b'fanav, so mishum de biyado l'sakno. So the reason the Eirechon is going to be believed is because he still could do it. He could do it on his own. He could be mafresh trumas and maisos. V'ikas avr tzarech das bailim. And if you hold that you need das bailim in order to be mafresh trumas and maisos, va'omar anoy yadana beid demesakein, and the guy is saying, I know that these parents are mesukan, that the bailim was mafresh trumas and maisos, he gufa minolam. Well, you need a raya to your raya. Meaning you're saying, oh, you know why the Eid Echad should be believed that the husband is dead? Because the Eid Echad is believed about Tevel. The Eid Echad is believed about Tevel. Where do you know that from? If the Eid Echad is coming and he has no ability to be misakin the Tevel, why would I believe him? I don't know that an Eid Echad is believed about that. Then Hektish Nami, and your Raya from Hektish is also not a great Raya. Because he Kedushas Damim, if we're talking about something that has Kedushas Damim, something that belongs to Bedek Abayis, is not Kedushas Mizbeach, so Mishum Biyadol Iftoso. You could always be Poda on your own, that which has Kedushas Damim. So of course you can be believed about it, because you could fix it. And he Kedushas Aguf, and if it's something that has Kedushas Aguf, well then it depends, meaning it's Kedushas Karbon, it's Kedushas Mizbeach, Edi Day. If you're the one that was makdish, shouldn't mishum biyadolit shuleyale? You could be shoalei to lechacham to be matir. It's a hektish status, so it's biyado to fix. Ela da'acher. No, maybe it's something that has kedushas aguf, but somebody else was makdish it. Va'amar, and this aid is saying yadana beidi itchul mariale, that I know that the guy who was makdish it was shoal on it. Well, he gufa minalan. Again, how do you know that an Eid Echad is believed about such a thing? You can't bring me a raya that an Eid Echad is going to be believed here because an Eid Echad is believed by Hagdish. I don't know that an Eid Echad is believed by Hagdish in such a case. And konamos nami, and when it comes to konamos as well, when it comes to nedarim, ik savri yesh mila bekonamos, if you hold that if someone makes something usher, beloshon konam, that it becomes like Hagdish and therefore it's subject to me'ila, ukadushas damim nachtalu, and therefore it takes on a kadushas damim of bedek abayis, so mishum debiyadal of So yeah, the Eid Echad is going to be believed because he has the ability to be poda it and turn it back into chulin. And if you hold that there's no shame hegdish when you use the term konam, and it's just stam that you have an isser to use that chayfetz because you took a neder. Well, ididei, if you're the one that made the konam, mishum to be adalit shulayale. The reason you're believed is because you could be shoal lechacham to be matir the neder. Ella da'acher must be someone else took the neder. And one aide is coming and saying, I know that someone, that the original guy who took the konam is being, it was shovel on it. Well, he gufa minalan. How do you know that an aide echad is believed about that case either? So all three, in all three circumstances, it's either biyado or I don't know that the guy is believed. So none of these are a good raya that an aide echad is going to be believed to be matir and isha, that an aide echad to say that the woman's husband died. So that's why the Gemara comes on to the third and final explanation of where is it? Where's the source? How do I know that an Eid Echad is believed? Hence, the Gemara Amar Rabbi Zeira, the reason we're makel to believe in Eid Echad to be matir neshas ish is not based on any source. It's mitoch chomer shechmarta la besofa hikalta la betchila. Since if the husband were to come back home, we're going to throw the book at her. We're going to be so machmir. She's not going to get a super from either husband. Children are going to be mamzerim. Everything's going to be terrible for her. Her whole life is going to be ruined. So because of that chumrah that we're going to give her at the end, we believe that she's going to do her research and she would not get remarried unless she actually believed with 100% certainty that her husband was dead. So we're makel to allow an Eid Echad and let her get remarried al pi an Eid Echad, because helping the Eid Echad is the woman's knowledge that her life will be ruined if the Eid Echad is not telling the truth. And therefore, she'll only get remarried if she knows for sure that her husband is dead. So says Gemara, yeah, but lo lichmer v'lo lekel. Why? So don't be so machmir on her at the end, and then you won't have to be so mekel on her at the beginning. Meaning, we won't be so mekel to believe in Eid Echad. So Gemara says, mishum iguna kilu barabanan. No, we're looking for a way to let her get remarried, and very often there aren't two edim that the husband is dead. So the rabbanan had to come up with a way to be mekel, and the only way to be mekel with an Eid Echad was by being extra machmir on the tail end if the husband comes home. So by being extra machmir, that gives us the confidence that when she gets remarried, she's really certain that the husband is dead. So period. That's how I know that an Eid Echad is neman by Eidus Isha. It's based on this svara that because we're so machmir at the end, if the husband were to come home, we could trust her. So then the Mishnah had said that if the husband comes home, teitzi mizeh mizeh, she's not allowed to stay married to either husband. So I'm a rav lo shanuel shenisis be'Eid Echad. That's only if she got remarried based on Eid Echad. If two witnesses come and tell us that the husband is dead, and she gets remarried based on the say-so of two witnesses, then lo teitzei. Then she doesn't have to divorce the second husband. So they left at Rav in Eretz Yisrael. I understand. She was married to Reuven. Now two witnesses come and say Reuven is dead. She marries Shimon. And Reuven comes home, and you're going to tell her she's allowed to stay married to Shimon? She never got divorced from Reuven, and Reuven's alive, obviously. So it says, Mara Lotzricha, Delo Yadinale. Now the case is, I don't know if this guy is really Reuven. That's what Rav says, she doesn't have to get divorced from the second guy. Idelo Yadinale, well, if we don't know that it's Reuven, even if it was only one aid that allowed her to get remarried, why should she have to get divorced from Shimon? Just because a guy comes home claiming he's Reuven, and one aid says, yeah, that's my buddy Reuven, and no one else recognizes this guy as Reuven, we're going to make her get divorced? So now the case is two witnesses come and say, we were with this guy from the day that he left town until now. We were with him the entire time. So we can verify this is Reuven. It's you who don't recognize him because you haven't seen him in such a long time. His face changed over time. The Orchidea raises the question. So I mean, the assumption is face changed because he grew a beard or something like that. So the Aruch Lenar raises the question, what if he left with a beard? So then this whole, all bets are off, the whole case is going to be different, because why isn't anyone else recognizing him? So he says, no, sometimes people with a beard also you're not going to recognize. It's not all about the beard. So the Gemara is a dichsiv. After all, the Pasuk says, Vayakar Yosef Yisacha Vehim Lo Ikiruhu, that Yosef recognized his brothers, but they didn't recognize him. Vam Rav Chista, and Rav Chista says, why is it that Yosef recognized them and they didn't recognize him? Melamed Sheyatza Belo Chasim Hazakan, above a Chasim Hazakan, it must be because he grew a beard and therefore his whole face changed. But Yosef recognized them because when he was sold as an Eved, they already had Chasim Hazakan, they already had a beard. So it turns out that that there are Shnei Edim that are Meyed, that this guy that's here is not her husband, because they're Meyed that the husband died. But then there are another Shnei Edim that are saying it absolutely is her husband and we were with him the whole time. And we don't, and nobody else knows if it is or isn't. So the halacha is that since she got remarried, lo teitzei, we're not going to make her get divorced from her new husband when you have this treu treu, when you have two edim saying the husband is dead and two edim saying no, this is the husband. But if there's only one ed that the husband is dead, and then two edim come and say no, this is the husband, the shnei edim are going to beat the one ed, and then she's going to have to get divorced from the second husband. So I ask the Gemara, but wait, sof treu treu ninu, it's a treu treu. You have two edim that saying that the husband is dead, and two edim saying that this is her husband. And so the halacha should be that anyone who's boiled her, it should be a violation of a nashim talu, meaning the second husband who married her should be chayv nashim talu, because it's two edim against two edim, whether she was nashis ish at the time. So no, she marries one of the edim who said that the husband is dead. So to him, it's not a suffix. He says, I know, I don't care how many edim I saw, I know that the husband is dead. So he's not going to be chayv nashim talu. Says, well, okay, maybe he won't be, but he gufa basham talu kaima. She should be chayv nashim talu, because she's not sure if the husband is dead or not, because you have shnei kitei edim. So why does Rav paskin that she does not have to get divorced? But Meres Barili, because Rav is talking about that the woman says, I know, I have certain simanim that my husband is dead, and therefore I'm confident to marry somebody else, and she's not chayv nashim talu. So that's what Rav is going to say, shelo teitzei. She doesn't have to get divorced from her second husband. E hachi, if when Rav says lo teitzei, it's only in a case where the woman is saying betainas bari, that her first husband dies, is dead, and she married one of the edim that testified that the first husband is dead. So my lemeimra, why does Rav have to say this then? That's we already know that in Maseches Ksubos and Daf Chav Beis, that when two people say that a woman's husband is dead and two people say that the woman's husband is not dead, she's not allowed to get remarried. But if she does, lo teitzei, she doesn't have to get divorced. And the Gemara explains that we're talking about a case. The Gemara there in the second paragraph of Ksubos says we're talking about a case where she married one of the edim who claimed that the husband was dead, and she's claiming barili. So everything Rav is saying over here already appears in the second paragraph of Ksubos. Rav is not teaching me anything new. So it says, I feel Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi, even Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi, who disagrees over there and holds that in such a case, if she got remarried, she does have to get divorced. Lo ka'amar el k'shabo edim v'achar kach nises. Only says she has to get divorced if after the edim came that her husband is alive, she got remarried. So that's what we're going to say, look, she shouldn't have done that. When she knew that there was some dispute whether her husband is dead or alive, she shouldn't have gotten remarried. Aval nises v'achar kach bo edim. But if she got remarried on the say-so of two edim, and then after she gets remarried, two other edim come and say, oh, this guy, this living person is her original husband? Lo amar. Even Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi is not going to say she has to get divorced. She was Nisei's Beheter, so even Shitas Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi is going to be a kasha. What's Rav being Mechadish over here? By Rav saying, Lo Teitzei, in a case where she marries one of the Eidim that says that her husband was dead, she's sure her husband is dead, and there are two Eidim that are saying that her husband is alive. Of course, Lo Teitzei. So the Gemara brings the Machlokas Chamin Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi that appears in Maseches Ksubas that we just referred to. Ditanya, we have a Brice in Maseches Ksubas, a woman's husband goes to Medina Siyam. Shnayim Mace. Two people are saying that the husband is dead, and therefore she's allowed to get remarried. Shnayim om lo meis, and two people are saying the husband is not dead, and she's not allowed to get remarried. Shnayim om niskarsha, two edim are coming and saying that she got divorced from her original husband, and therefore she's allowed to get remarried. Shnayim om lo niskarsha, and two edim are saying she did not get divorced. Harezu lo tinasi, she's not allowed to get remarried based on such a suffix. Vim nisei slo teitzei, but if she did get remarried, she doesn't have to get divorced. Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi omer teitzei, she does have to get divorced if she got remarried. Some Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi, emas and yomer teitzei. Tetzei. When am I going to say that she has to get divorced? Bizman Shabal Edim Vachar Kach Nises. That's when she did. She Edim came that her husband is not dead, and then she decided to get remarried. Avol Nises. But she first got remarried when all there was two Edim saying that her husband is dead. Vachar Kach Bo Edim. And then after she got remarried, two Edim come and decide to ruin her life and say that her original husband is still alive. She will not have to get divorced. So again, it's a kasha. What is Rav being machadish over here when Rav says lo teitze that she's allowed to stay married to the second husband? Of course she's allowed to stay married to the second husband. She got married by heter. It's a trey. She's sure about it. So says Gemara, ki kama Rav nami bizman shabo edim achar kach nises. Now Rav is being machadish that even in a case where the Edom came first and then she got remarried, Edom said, your husband's alive, and she quickly ran into the chuppah and got married, so that lafuka mit Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi. And Rav is telling us, oh, you know that machlokas chachamim and Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi in Ksubas? I'm going to paskin not like Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi. I'm going to paskin like the chachamim that she does not have to get divorced from the second husband. V'ikadamar, and others say that what Rav means to teach us in by being medayik from the Mishnah, that she only has to get divorced when she was nises, but if she's nises al pi shnei edim, she doesn't have to get divorced. Taima de nises v'achar kach bo edim. The reason she doesn't have to get divorced is dafka, if we're talking about a case where she got remarried and then edim came that the husband was alive. Al bo edim v'achar kach nises teitzei keman Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi. Or the other possibility is that Rav is dafka paskening like Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi. Meaning, so two possibilities of what Rav is being mechadesh. After all, isn't this already taught in Maseches Ksubas? No, he's getting involved in that machlokas. And he's paskening on it. It's just a machlokas which way he's paskening. He's either paskening like the Rabban or he's paskening like Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara asks on Rav, Masiv Rava, Minayin Shem Lo Ratza. How do I know that if a husband doesn't want to, if a Kohen rather, does not want to separate from Tuma and from Nashim that a Kohen is possible to marry, they force him to be Mafresh from Tuma, to divorce a wife that's Aser to him, Tamalomar Viki. So the pasuk says Viki Dashto Abal Korcho, and that tells me that we have to be Mekadish the Kohen even against his will. So Echidami, what's the case where the Kohen was over on Isuri Nisuin that the Bryce is talking about, that we force him to divorce his wife? Ilema, if we're talking about that two Edom came and said that the woman's husband is dead and she gets married to a Kohen Beheter because she's supposedly an Almana, and then two Edom come and say that the husband was alive at the time that they got remarried, and if he was alive she's a Zona by sleeping with this Kohen, she's a surah to him, so now she's a suffix, whether she's a surah to the Kohen, to lo nisis lechem me'edeha, and she didn't marry one of the Edim, she married this Kohen who's not one of the Edim, v'lo ka'amra barili, and she doesn't say, I know for sure my husband is dead, so she's a suffix zona, and the Kohen doesn't want to divorce her, so tzricha le'meimar, to dafno, you need to tell me that you force him to divorce her? Of course you force him to divorce her, she's a suffix zona, not to violate an isser, you force him, elalav, denisis lechem me'edeha. Now the case must be that she got married to one of the Edom. One of the Edom happened to be a Kohen. Vika Amra Barili, and she said, I'm sure that my husband is dead. Vika Tali Dapno, and we say that we do force him to divorce her. So because she's Asura as a Savik Zona. Alma Mafkina Lamine. Isn't this a Raya against Rav? That when there is a Treyutrey and the woman is saying Barili, that we do force them to divorce, that you do have to get leave the second marriage. Says Mar Isur Kuna Shaini. The Isurim that are related to Kuna are very chash v'Isurim, and the Chamer extra Machmir. V'Iba Yisem, my Dapno Be'edim. Or it could be that Dapno doesn't mean that we force him by physically forcing him. We're not talking about where she got remarried to one of the Edim and she's Torah as Bari. No, it means that before she marries the Kohen, we force her not to get remarried because of the Chiv of Kidashto. Beisdin has to go after and find Edim that are going to be made that the husband is alive in order to be Machish, the original Edim that say that the husband was dead, in order to make sure that he doesn't marry this woman. But if she already got married to one of the Edim and she says Tainas Bari, maybe Rav is correct that she doesn't have to get divorced. V'iba Yasema, or it could be that the Brisa says that im lo ratza Kohen Dapno, that's talking about Kishabo'u Edim v'achar kach nises. That's talking about where the Edim already came, that are machish the Edim Isa, and they say that the husband is alive, and then she got remarried. So she got remarried when it was a suffek, and that we know there is such a shita in Tanaim that she's not allowed to stay married. If she got remarried when everything was still up in the air, and we didn't know if the husband was alive or dead. So then Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi says, in such a case, you have to get divorced from the second husband. So that's shitas rab, that shnei edim say by shnei edim lo teitze mi bala hasheni, that if there are two edim that came and said that her husband was dead and she got remarried, and then two edim came and said her husband is alive, she does not have to get divorced from her new husband. Rav Ashi amar mai lo teitze to come rav. We misunderstood Rav the whole time. Lo teitze doesn't mean that lo teitze from Baila Sheni. It means from the heter that she had to be mutaris lebaila. That when her first husband comes back, and she leaves the second husband, she's allowed to go back to the first husband. So even though she was niseis to the second husband al pi erechad, the rabbanon were kones not to go back to the first husband. But if it's two edim that she got remarried based on their word, the rabbanon did not make such a kenas, because she was somech on two edim. She did nothing wrong. She was somech on two edim. Ham Rav Chadazim, didn't Rav already tell us this once? The Tana Nisei Shlomer Rishos. If she got remarried, not based on Rishos Pesim, based on two edim, Muteres Lachzalo, she's allowed to go back to the first husband. Ham Rav Vunim Rav, Hachi Yilchsan, Rav Paskins that way. So Chad, Machad, Chavir Tiyit, Marein Achinami, they're both in the same context that these two dinim, Rav taught one of them, and from the other one, we're saying in his name, the other one of these dinim. But Ein Achinami, that's the Shita of Rav. That if she got married, al pishnei edim, she's allowed to go, and then the husband comes back, she's allowed to go back to the first husband. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Omar Shmuel, some catching up to do, and for those on Zoom and online, I will not be saying shir. Alicia is going to be saying the shir on Tuesday and Wednesday. I will be back on Thursday.